time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yes. Back again. Black History Year, you already know we're here in the conversation. A couple days after Memorial Day.
Word.
Yeah, a couple days after Memorial Day. The summer has already, it has really kicked off officially. This is summertime. Shout out to the Fresh Prince and DJ Jazzy Jeff. What's good with you, man?
Oh, man, it's all good, man. What's good with you?
Man, I am chilling. That's it. I am chilling. I ain't do much. I am taking it easy. You know what I mean? That's where I'm at right now. Yeah.
Nothing for the holiday?
Nothing for the holiday, man. The holiday was real life. Fried some fish. You know what I'm saying? Outside of that, this one crept up on me. To be totally honest with you. It really crept up on me. I was like, oh, shit. It's Memorial Day weekend. I think I found that out in our conversation last week. Said, oh shit, yeah, Memorial Day's coming up. Interesting. All right. You know, I went outside for a hot second. It was a nice day, too. I was like, damn, really wish I had plans. But I just kicked it. I chilled out.
Okay.
How about yourself?
Nah, I mean, you know.
You was in town, right?
Yeah, I made it to New York City. It was pretty eventful 48 hours, you know, touchdown. Actually, before I even left Atlanta to come back, you know, one of my homies popped up in town with his family. His son was playing basketball. Like, one of my homies, like, from all the way back that I hadn't kicked it with in a minute. So so that was cool.
This in Atlanta.
Yeah, this in Atlanta. So he came up from Miami. Uh-huh. They was up from Miami. So this was before I broke out. So this was Friday, Saturday, you know. So kicked it with them, and that was cool because, you know, nobody don't know you like your people who know you know. You know what I'm saying? All the way back where you ain't got to explain shit. You know what I'm saying? And even if y'all ain't spoke in a minute, you know what I mean, or kicked it in a minute, you know what I'm saying, it always clicked right back the way it was, you know. So that was cool. Went and checked out his son playing AAU ball. And then shout out to my homie Orlando McGee. He had a nice little kickback at his crib for Memorial Day on Saturday. So that was that was dope, you know what I mean? So, you know, I've been here, but I haven't, like, you know, been on no intimate scenes like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's always like work or, you know, a set that, you know, that has something to do with work. So to kick it on a, you know, just on a chill Saturday as a, you know what I'm saying, it's almost like a resident. It was a whole different vibe, and that was cool, you know. Made me feel like, you know, okay, this is the community. These are the people, you know what I'm saying? These are the, you know what I mean? These are the everyday people of Atlanta. So
these are not colleagues.
Right. It's not colleagues. It's not work. It's not like, you know what I'm saying, everybody got shit to do. You know what I'm saying? It was good food. You know what I'm saying? They had some smoked chicken wings that was off the chain. So that was fire.
Tell it was good by how you pronounced them, how you gave each fucking article its own little space. Smoked chicken wings. Sound slamming.
Nah, they was real good. So, boom, I left there, you know what I'm saying? Left there, hopped on the plane, went to New York for a Saturday night. And then, yeah, then
fresh from the cookout.
Yeah, fresh from the cookout to the house, kick it with the fam. Uh-huh. Then Sunday, one of my homeboys in New York had a birthday party at his crib. So, he had a 50th birthday party, you know what I'm saying? DJ. Catered food. They had to, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if I ain't know no better, I would swear this cat was Jamaican, but he not. He from Cincinnati. But, you know, they was playing all of the Jamaican music. They had the Jamaican spread. I mean, the food was bomb. So that was a two for two on Memorial Day.
Cuisine.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Nice. Winning. And then Monday, what we do? Oh, my little cousin was in town. My little cousin Justin was in town from Miami. So he came through. We kicked it, you know, took him out to Dance Africa and did that. But it was the interesting thing, Dance Africa, they kind of took the dance out of the Dance Africa. You know, I know they had like...
What they doing now?
No, they, you know, they had the indoor programming, like the in BAM, you know, the stuff on stage. But usually there's like a dance party outside in the streets. You know what I'm saying?
So it's like a 3-day situation too.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, the whole weekend. The BAM, right? Yeah. And it's always, you know what I'm saying, I got footage, I got pictures from that event where it's always like damn, like people out there having it.
I think complaints.
Well, I don't know if they, you know, the COVID may have taken the DJ out the game. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Hope it wasn't no complaints about the Dance Africa.
Yeah.
And they used to be
African
community.
I've seen that happen
to
the Fort Greene Park. That happened to the Fort Greene Park, too. Like, there used to be, you know, a little dance party out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every Saturday?
Every
Sunday.
Every Sunday.
And, yeah, every Sunday. Now, I think it's maybe monthly or some shit like that. You know, it also happened at, Mount Morris Park up in Harlem. They killed the drums, you know, like a lot of this shit.
Yeah, they killed the drums.
Killed the drums.
All
man.
Over the
that
city, they
symbolic.
Killed the drums. Yeah.
Symbolic, bro. Come on now. We are the people of the drum.
Right. Now I want you to have your drums.
They want to take the rhythm. Take your, you know what I mean? That's how a motherfucker get his escape off.
Right.
You know what I mean? Get a little two-step at least. Shake it off. Now they got you fucking in a catatonic state indoor with no percussion. This a bitch. Fuck. Anyway.
Oh, shit.
So y'all went to Dance Africa.
So we took him to Dance Africa. Then slid over to Dumbo. You know what I'm saying? Slid over to Dumbo. Let them see the view from the Dumbo house. But it wasn't really no seats up in that mug. You know what I'm saying? And they ain't really have time to, you know, lay and wait. So.
Right.
Dipped out of there, you know, after, you know, having a cocktail and watching looking at the view for a second. Slid on out of there and took it back to the hood. Kicked it at Shea Oscars. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Kicked it over there. Whoop, whoop. Then, you know, put him back on the train to go back to where he was kicking it at. And then, you know, we linked up with some of our neighbors that, you know, hadn't seen in a while. Kicked it with them. So that was, you know, it was a full weekend.
Like a nice little crawl y'all had going on.
Memorial crawl.
Did that shit. Nah, that's what's up. Speaking of, you said went to the Dumbo house, had a cocktail. Do you have a summer cocktail now that we in the summer? You know, I think I go a little seasonal with my drinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at certain things where I switch off. I like to have I think it's called a Cape Cod. I think that's what it's called.
What's that all about?
Gin and grapefruit juice.
Okay.
Gin and grapefruit juice. That's what I start fucking with when it get hot outside. I'm not even really a gin guy, you know, because gin got that peppery spice to it, got that little bite to it. But you throw that grapefruit juice on it, it cut it nice, and it just becomes nice and crisp.
Mm-hmm.
It's a crisp, potent elixir.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of my go-to situations. Do you have a go-to cocktail now that the season is upon us?
Well, I guess I haven't even considered it as a go-to, but I did go to a few cocktails that I think fits the bill of what you're talking about. So I either go with a French 75 or...
What's that? I heard of that. What is
that's,
that?
That's like a gin cocktail as well. You know, gin with some other little, with a little champagne and one of those juices.
Okay.
Could be grapefruit, could not be. I don't know. Okay. I never investigated the actual menu items, the ingredients, but
just know the feeling.
Yeah, I had one at an event before, and then I was like, yeah, that shit, that tight. But then they make one that they call. A Russian 75 with vodka, because you know sometimes I prefer a vodka over a gin, You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Jen. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have a history. Me and Jen have a history together that ain't always, you know, ain't always positive.
Right.
Jen could put you in your toxic mode. I haven't, you know, been in that mode in a long time, since the late 80s, okay, early 90s.
Got it.
So, but that's probably the type of gin I was drinking back then, or Naughty Head. I do, you know, fuck with a Hendrix gin and tonic every now and again. But again, gin still get you, gin get you to a place a little quicker than some of these other spirits.
Mm-hmm. And, activation.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I do a, on the flip side of that, it's on the vodka tip, you know, I mess with a vodka mule. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, that's nice. That's a nice situation. I like the mule. The mule is good just off the strength of the metal cup. You know what I mean? Like, that just seems like that's always the case when you get a mule. Mm-hmm. Get that nice, sweaty metal cup. You know what I'm saying? That just adds to the refreshing.
That's the refreshing nature
of it.
That's how I even got hip to it. You know what I'm saying? I was in New Orleans. Yeah, I was in New Orleans. And, We was at the bar, and a couple of people I was with was drinking it already when I showed up. I kind of got there after everybody else, and they had the cups. You know what I'm saying? In New Orleans, they had the full on. You know what I'm saying? This shit had the lid to it and everything, like with the little pineapple lid. I was like, damn, what is that?
Right.
They was like, oh, that's a Moscow Mule. I was like, shit, let me try that. Cause I ain't really I don't have the bar etiquette together yet. I don't have my go to drinks that you're supposed to go to in certain situations. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? I'm learning, trying to figure it out. Trying not to drink beer at every occasion. Cause you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Niggas judge you about your beer. You can't be, you know what I'm saying? You can't be fly and drink beer at the same time. I don't know why, but that seems to be the sentiment.
Interesting. I don't like
that. So you gotta have, you know, saying, you know, one of the go to cocktails on deck for the occasion.
Right.
If it's a real grown man scenario, then you know I'm gonna go with a whiskey neat, something like that, with a Brock. You know, if it's that kind of environment, mainly just for my own purposes, I go with a, you know, one of these vodka or gin themed scenarios. And then other than that, if I was really doing what I wanted to do when I wanted to do it, I'd be drinking me a beer.
You gotta do what you wanna do.
It ain't always cool. You gotta show up for the occasion.
Interesting.
Let that nigga go, old beer drinking ass. It's some rooms they don't even understand what you talk about. Like, nigga, what?
When you say beer, interesting. Wow. But you know what's so funny about judgment? I was listening to a conversation where people were saying they judge people that drink soda with their meal. It was like, soda with your meal? You might as well be eating ice cream.
You might as well be
like,
what?
All you're doing is eating ice cream. It's like, all you're doing is just a bunch of sugar. So you're going to have a steak, and you're going to say, hey, give me a Coke with the steak? And I'm like, see, this is where it gets ridiculous. I could kind of see where the argument is going, because it's just it's a fizzy drink with a whole lot of sugar. I'm not the biggest soda cat anyway. You know what I mean? I kind of got off soda very early. I respect it. But I've never looked down upon somebody having a soda, I guess because soda marketing is so strong, particularly Coke. But the way they were really tearing into that shit, they was like, what are you, 11? I was like, oh, shit. So I understand sometimes when you see that, like, judgment or that, you know, that slander, you know what I mean? Or the people, you know, the people having their ways about certain shit. But, man, YOLO. To take it back to 07. You know what I'm saying, man? This is, you get one time around, man. If you want a beer, sip your beer. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Yeah, man. There's a lot of prestigious beers out there right now.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying, you know, beers don't really get the cachet.
The mood.
Yeah, they don't. You know what I'm saying? People don't really give beer that cachet. It's like, Yeah, I think people think beer is like for, you know, frat boys or something. You know. Yeah. I mean, that's just a scene. That's what it seemed to be. I don't know. Most times, so that's what I'm doing. What you and you know what I'm saying? Niggas just looking how they looking. But, again, if I'm conscious of what's happening, you know what I'm saying, and it ain't no big deal, I'm like, you know what? Yeah, give me a, you know what I'm saying? Give me one of them whiskey neats, you know?
Right, right. I hear you. Oh, man. That's what's up. Oh, Memorial Day.
Yeah, Memorial Day is the start of the summer, baby. You know what I'm saying? It's the
kickoff.
Yeah, it started off beautifully. Hopefully that's a good sign of things to come. You know, how this thing finna roll out, you know? Still ain't got no summer clothes, but okay, we'll figure it out.
I was going to follow up. Did you get your consultation with Terrell at all?
Not yet. I'm still around here in the crew neck hoping that it don't jump past 76.
Yeah, I'm in a similar situation. I just need to pull the trigger on a few things. I hate, yo, this is where planning comes into play. You know what I mean? Like, just maybe even a month or two. Just a little plan. I always feel like I'm last minute trying to get the clloves for the season in the midst of the season. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, and then what I'm noticing is a lot of that shit is gone.
Right.
I should have sold out, you know, so now just asked out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, but it is what it is. Figure it all out.
It'll
work its way out.
You got to hit that, you know, at that point, you got to hit the internet with it, you know. Because the store definitely.
Oh, that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm hitting. Yeah,
oh, wow.
I'm on that internet.
And they still sold out on the other stuff you want?
Should have sold out on the net.
Damn.
I probably could do a little bit more surfing, but the actual, you know, my most consistent waves, them shits is nah, dog, it's over for that. We gone. That's it. You know what I'm saying? You should have been here. You should have planned a little better. Yeah, it's one of those things. That's when I realized, I should have planned a little better. It is what it is. I'll figure it all the way out.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to say something about that whole thing, too. But it'll come back to me. It'll come back to me. Summer.
I'm gonna think. I think I'm gonna get me a couple of shirts done up, made, cut. You know what I'm saying? Of the, you know, summer silk variety. You know what I'm saying? But I'm having mine chopped with the Mandarin collar, which is very Mr. Muhammad style.
Nice, it's a nice
concept. Nice. Concept that I'm trying to run with. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a couple of them. I've been running the Mandarin collar last summer, maybe last two. The other one was in the house, so it didn't matter. But last summer, you know what I'm saying, I had copped a couple of them. And they work real nicely with my style, what I'm doing and how I'm moving.
What you're cultivating?
Yeah. Very.
This is from your man's, Martha's Vineyard, Taylor?
No. This is just from the store off the rack. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I had got one I got two of them out of this store, COS, COS. And they do a lot of minimalist, you know what I'm saying? But with you know what I'm saying, some different kinds of cuts. And but it's all clean, you know what I'm saying, all clean. And you know what I'm saying, the prices, you know, they got a nice little price point. But, you know, it ain't overrun where everybody going to run it in and get it. So it's kind of like a very particular type of style. But they got some pieces that work in my style. It's like overlap. So whenever they have that overlap, I grab that shit because, you know what I'm saying, it's kind of like polo back in the day. I know what I'm getting. You know what I'm saying? You get a polo, you know your size. You know what I'm saying? All right, give me the large in this color, that color. You ain't even got to try it on because you know polo. So.
Right.
It's the same with this particular brand. Boom, you can go in there, grab a couple of staple pieces, and keep it moving. Like, you ain't going to build your whole wardrobe out of there unless you want to, you know, have that funny style look. But them the pieces that can go, I get them, go, and then I whoop them up with my other scenario. Now, what they ain't going to have is no fly ass, you know what I'm saying, different kinds of colors and patterns that you may be looking for your summer festivities. So,
right.
So what I'm gonna try to do is get something cut with, you know, saying nice material, nice pattern, but with that collar, and see if that makes sense.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, you know, because the collar don't really lends itself to a whole lot of wild patterns, but I want to see what I can do with it and see if it works out.
Sounds like a plan. Sounds like a plan.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Summer clothes.
Cool. Summer clothes, part two.
Part,
we talk about summer clothes in September.
Part 49. Part
yeah, right.
Every year we doing this.
Right. Same shit.
Niggas ain't
you got any plans?
Yet.
You doing any? I know you've been working crazy. You got any type of vacation situations going on? Any getaways planned for the summer or nah? Not this moment.
Nah, not this summer. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of other little shit got to get done this summer that is not indicative of vacation on the horizon.
Right. I hear that.
Yeah. What about you?
I don't have anything planned at the moment, but I'm kind of thinking about it. Even if it's just some road trip shit, you know what I'm saying? Just to get away, you know what I mean? To just kind of get a little change of scenery. I might do a little bit of that. Mm-hmm. I've been having the itch. I want to go to the Napa Valley.
Wow.
I just want to go just off the strength of how that shit sound. You know, there's a lot of vacations that I've been on just off the strength of how the destination sounded or what my association with is to it. And I've always wanted, like, that's one of them places I just wanted to see what the vibe is. I heard it's crazy. And then I was talking to my barber, like, a couple weeks ago. He was telling me about, you know, the Blue Note they're doing there. Doing a festival. They got a few. There's one in Miami, there's one in New York, and there's one in Napa Valley. And the Napa Valley one sounds crazy. Chappelle is hosting, I think, Buddy performing, Maxwell's before. Like, it's a vibe.
Napa Valley.
You know what I mean?
I didn't think that those names associated with Napa Valley, but okay.
Right, but I think it's a you know, one of the it might be kind of on the forefront of the you know what I'm saying? The I don't know, the reverse gentrification of it.
Blacker like Valley.
Yeah, exactly. The Nappy Valley. You know what I'm saying? But it's turning into a situation. That should sound fly. And then just that whole vineyard shit. I want to see what that's about. You know what I mean? And the views and all of that fly shit. I love California overall, but they got their both sides, but, like, the thing I like about Northern California is it's a little cooler. You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as temperature goes and, you know, vistas and things of that nature, it's just a little bit, in my opinion, a little bit more scenic. You know what I'm saying? Or it's a different type of scenery. So that's one of those things that I'm trying to check out. It won't be this summer.
Right.
I doubt it very seriously, but, you know, I just kind of, you know what made me think about this? I was watching some movie or a TV show. Oh, I was watching Power, White Power, right? I know you tapped out of it. I was watching White Power, and there was a part where, you know, they had hired this chemist to get this drug off the ground, Delilah, right? And she figured out how to make this new party drug that was taking over the game and whatever.
Right.
And, you know, it was this one woman that knew how to make it, a black woman. She was the chemist. But shit started getting crazy. You know what I'm saying? The ops started to close in and shit started to turn into war. And she's obviously a civilian and a very important civilian because she's the one with the recipe to their, you know, their new empire. So Liliana gave her some bread, gave her like, it's like, remember in Goodfellas, rest in peace, Ray Liotta, real talk. But remember in Goodfellas when Cameron was like, you know, he was like, she's like, how much? And she gave, you know, she gave a little stack,
right,
you know
right.
what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Classic moment. So she gave her a nice little stack. So she gave, Liliana gave her a nice little stack was like, yo, get out of here. Stay low for 20, like, stay low for about 2 weeks. So I just looked, I eyeballed what the stack was. You know what I'm saying? It looked like it was at least 20, 30,000. You know what I'm saying? So then I was just like, I just went on Expedia. That's where I'm at with it. I went on Expedia and I was just like, if I had no budget, my budget was upwards to 30,000. I had to leave tonight. Where would I go? So I started thinking of a bunch of destinations and I was pricing them out and seeing what was what, how long, like if I stayed there for 2 weeks, you know what I mean, at the utmost flyest hotel, fly out there, you know what I mean, first class, you know, what the totals would be. You know what I'm saying? Just a little aspirational vision boarding. And it was cool. It's just, you know, tapped into that wanderlust. You know what I'm saying? Like, I definitely got that. And, you know, some of it comes in, you know, if you get to, when you get on the road, that kind of helps a little bit. But, you know, just being somewhere new or seeing something different is always a beautiful thing. But it was just kind of crazy just to do that as like kind of a little social experiment kind of. You know what I'm saying? Like, just to see what you would even fathom. You know what I'm saying? And then for me, I often say this shit, like, you know, a budget is my mood board. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be that way, but it is sometimes. Because, like, when I see, oh, wow, if I wanted to go to, for instance, I love going in the grill. If I wanted to go in the grill, I wanted to stay in this fly-ass hotel for fucking 3 weeks and fly nice over there, it's only $7,000. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, now, you know, not only, but it's $7,000. That's not... It's, you know, shit, $7,000, but when you got a number attached, it's accessible. Now you put a, you know what I'm saying, you put something with it, you know what I mean? Like, you think about destinations, like, you think about Napa Valley. I was looking at Napa Valley shit earlier today, and you know what I mean? Just looking at little destinations and throwing the price point on it just to kind of food for thought. Right. Like, anything else aspirational, you're like, okay, at least I know what it is. I know how much it costs. So when I want to do it, I know what I'm thinking. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. And, yeah, it was one of those.
It's like my little cousin who was in town, you know, he was on an interesting mission that, you know, somebody he met, you know, and over the socials. And then, you know, what they met up in a neutral city to kick it. Which was New York. And then, you know what I'm saying? And their plans is to meet up in different cities as they get to know each other.
That's cool.
I was like, wow, that's a pretty interesting approach to this whole thing. You know, it's something you ain't think. I didn't think about as a young buck. I mean, meet somebody from far away and then we just meet up at distant locales to get to know each other.
Right.
I was like, that's actually pretty cool. You know what I'm saying? A good way to see the world or see at least the states and then also get to know somebody that you may or may not be interested in. Hopefully you are enough to, you know what I'm saying, hit these spots with. I guess once you figure out you're not, then I guess that's when it all stops. But until then, you know what I'm saying, it's happy travels.
You know what I mean? Yeah, and it's a good out. You know what I'm saying? So it's not a complete wash if the connection isn't there. You get to see something new.
Right.
You know, and if it is a pop-off or if, it, you know, we'll always have Paris.
Right.
You know, you always hear that type of shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if it goes awry, you don't really know. You ain't in their real world for real, for real. And they ain't in your world. You know what I'm saying? Right. You ain't connected to, damn, nah, I can't go to this city because these motherfuckers live there. You know?
Yeah, right, exactly.
So, I thought it was pretty interesting to move around like that.
Nah, that's cool. That's cool, man. That's the beauty of this life shit, man. You learn, you know, there's always different perspectives and different approaches. I was thinking about this one day. I was just walking around the crib, and I was like, sometimes I feel like
it sounds like you was about to walk around the community. This nigga say, I was walking around the crib.
I was walking around the crib. You know, it's so funny. Now it's funny that we're laughing at that because me and my homeboy We got the same manager we were talking about one time. He said he was on the phone with his with our manager. He was like, yeah, I was just walking my property. And it was just like, that's just such a statement, walking around, walking my property.
Right.
But so I'm walking my property, right? Or, you know, walking the crib. And I was just thinking, I was like, it's times in life where I feel like, you know, I didn't get the pamphlet. You know what I'm saying? And then the real shit is the pamphlet is whatever you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
There is no, I mean, you could take a pamphlet. Somebody could give you a pamphlet, but it might be stilted. It might not be as, you know, far-ranged as you would like it to be, but the pamphlet is your own imagination.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And like, you know, like, just like you said your cousin?
Mm-hmm.
Is it your cousin or your nephew?
Cousin.
Okay, yeah, like, just that little part right there is just something cool to think about, you know? Like, yeah, let's meet in fucking Colorado. Just on some random shit. I mean, you know what I mean? Whatever. Let's meet in wherever. Like, and just kick it and have lunch and see where it goes. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just something like you can build this shit. That's the beauty. It's like, you know, it's the old school choose your own adventure books.
Right.
That's life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Especially, you know, if you don't, you know, if you got things in order and you have the time and opportunity to do things that you would like or you carve out the shit, you know, try something. You know what I mean? A life well lived. It's so funny. I was talking to my brother and my older brother, and he was talking about our aunt, who, like, was my grandmother's youngest sister.
Mm-hmm.
But she died, like, when I was very young. I might have been, like, 5 or maybe younger. So I always heard about her. You know what I'm saying? Like, she was, you know, it was my grandmother's baby sister. So, you know, or she was the baby sister of all of them. But me and my grandmother was the oldest.
Mm-hmm.
So she was the baby. And, you know, for my grandmother's way, like, my grandmother's telling of her was she, you know, she loved her, regarded her, but it was always like from the standpoint of the baby. You know what I'm saying? And like, I've seen pictures of her or whatever. And I was talking to my brother just recently, and he was like, you know, talking about her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, and he was like, the way he was describing how she was living was crazy. Like, he was like, you know, because my grandmother's tall, or was tall, like, and my aunt, she was tall as well, but my grandmother wasn't, like, she didn't really embrace her height, you know what I'm saying? Like, she felt like it kind of made her stand out in a way that she really wasn't feeling,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, women back in the day, very tall, whatever, whatever, she kind of felt the way about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So much so that she was hoping that her kids weren't, like, her children weren't tall like that, because she ain't want them to go through all that, whatever, the scrutiny or whatever. Whereas my aunt, she was tall too, but she was like, she, you know, like, she really relished in it. Like, my brother was like, yo, she moved like a model. She was beautiful. She was tall. She had a great job. She had a fly ass apartment, you know what I'm saying, out Flatbush with like a chaise lounge in the middle of the living room that was an odd color. You know what I'm saying? It was like right in front of the window. It was like an odd color. It was like an orange. You know what I'm saying? Like, her whole shit was just wild. She was like, she wasn't no pushover. She was very opinionated. She worked at the he couldn't remember where she worked at, either the phone company or something. He was like, but you gotta realize, back in the day, working at the phone company was a thing. She was like, in the 70s, 80s, you worked at the phone company.
My Bell.
That shit was in a great gig. Yeah, exactly. My Bell, exactly. But it was just like, the way he was describing her to me, it like gave new life to her legacy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she was living. You know what I'm saying? And I was just like, you know, I was 5 when she passed or something like that, so I didn't really know her like that. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, damn, I really wish I met her. I met her, but I didn't meet her. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It was just like, shit. You know, it was just kind of interesting when you hear about somebody with a life well lived.
Right.
You know, like, that's a thing now for me. You know, like, there's all other shit, but you know, there's like certain things as you get older, there's things that appeal to you. You know what I mean? Maybe 10, 15 years ago might have just been a Cuban link chain. You know what I'm saying? But like now, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's still some fly shit, but you know, like a life well lived. A life well lived, like just enjoying, indulging, just, you know, taking being present in the moment and taking the moment taking the bull by the horns and really indulging in, you know, your agency in this world, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah, man. It's, you know, you get to that space where different things become important. Now, you might still want to move through the space with your Cuban link, but you want to end up in different places. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, the world, you know, as coming up, the world was like just Northwest Miami for me. You know what I mean? It was, it was from Strawberries to Big Daddy's 119th to, you know, Studio 183 Miami Nights. That was the circuit. You know what I'm saying? You might get fly, go down south to Manhattan's or something like that. Or when Luke started doing South Beach, you know, going to Luke's on the Beach or Fifth Street's right across the street. You know what I'm saying? That was the world. Now it's like, okay, you expand out and you like, oh, it's, I like this too and I like that too. And I shit, sometimes I just like to be peaceful by myself and I want to do that in these kind of places. Or it's just like, I just want to, it's like a lot of people complain about certain places, right? And it's like, yeah, you know, this, you know, say Atlanta. Atlanta is this, that, and the third. Whoop, whoop, whoop. It's all about this. It's all about that. People seem to figure they got it all summed up. And I be thinking, man, I don't even be seeing half that shit sometimes. You know what I'm saying? If I don't want to see that shit, I don't have to see that shit because the places that I like to be may not necessarily be in the mix of that. Because as we talked about on here, I don't really like to pay the place to be tax. Unless, you know what I'm saying, you're trying to be in the place to be. But not just trying to just eat a regular meal. I don't want to overspend on the meal and the service ain't there. You know what I'm saying? Or the whole, you know what I'm saying, unless the whole picture ain't right. But they charging you like the whole picture, right? So I'd rather go where the whole picture right and feel like, okay, cool. That was some time well spent. Let me move on to the next, you know. But, yeah, you tap into the place to be here and there. But that ain't where I like to spend my days mostly. So once you start to figure out how you like to move and you figure out where those places are, you could change your world whenever you want. You know, it's like you might say, all right, boom, I want off that beat. I want to try a whole new beat and see how that works. How I move on this side of town. You know what I'm saying? Or how I move in this particular city. A lot of people don't even think that they could change their whole scene within their own city. And it'd be like, just go, instead of turning right every time, might turn left and go 10 minutes and you're on a whole nother scene. You know what I'm saying? There's people that go that one way, turn right, and that's the only way they go. Yeah. You might turn left and be like, nah, that's a whole nother thing to the left. So.
It's crazy. It's crazy. And it'll blow your mind.
Right.
It'll blow your fucking mind sometimes. Like, damn.
They doing right all here. This over here? Shit. Right. This shit ain't take but 10 minutes. You know? Like that.
Right over the hill. Right over the hill. Right over the hill, dog. All you have to do is go that way. Shit. Look at this. Let me ask you this. Yeah, I can't believe this shit. Why y'all niggas ain't tell me? We did tell you. Let me ask you this. So back to white power. Somebody, you know, let's just hypothetically, somebody just threw you $30,000 under the table, tax free. Say, yo, you gotta get missing for 2 weeks. Where would you go?
I gotta use the money to get missing.
Yeah, that's what the money's for. Yeah, the money.
The money is. Do I get missing and then the money's still all mine?
No, the money is yours.
To get missing.
No,
or it's money to get missing.
No, the money is a budget to get missed. It's a payment. Oh, okay. And I mean, if he wanted to just stay put and keep the 30 in the savings, you could do that very practical ass move too. But they was like, nah, get Missy, get out of here. Here's it going. Like, you was like, I'm going to the bank. I'm putting that shit in the exactly. savings. I'm paying some bills. Make these bills get missing. Nah, this is some other shit. This is hypothetical land where you could live a little bit and enjoy this 30K, 30 large. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? And 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna take it to Ghana or Nigeria.
Mm.
And figure my way around the motherland for a minute and spend some good time, because that's the next place what I want to do anyway. So that's easy, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, South Africa. I hate to say South Africa first, though, because I ain't never been to the continent. So, you know.
What's wrong with saying South Africa first?
You know, some people feel like that's a commercial cop-out. You know what I'm saying? It's like going to,
that's the,
you know,
beer of Africa?
Yeah, it's, you know what I mean? It's, you know, it's whitewashed a lot. You know, that's how some people feel. But other people feel that South Africa is a very beautiful place, filled with beautiful black people. You know, shouts out to Damani, you know what I'm saying, from Inglewood. You know, he's been spending a lot of time over there and relaying back the information. I love what he's putting out there. You know, by him, you know what I'm saying, I've met a lot of South Africans. You know what I mean? Dope. Shout out to Mosito, who's in Brooklyn, who... You know what I'm saying? Came over to visit, met a nice young lady, and they got together, had a baby, got married. You know what I'm saying? Now he in Brooklyn. So they bring a lot of South Africans to the city, and, you know, it's like a cultural exchange. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, cool. They doing this, they doing that. And I've never been, but I've been able to connect 4 or 5 different people to the people down there, and I ain't even ever been. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, That's another one of the other places I want to hit too. So, one of those three places: Joburg, Ghana, Nigeria.
Right. Got it. You know it's funny. I mean, obviously, I've never been this age before in my life, right? But just from growing up, you know, and obviously things are different as you get older. You have access to shit, but I feel like as of late, Africa has felt more accessible than it has ever felt in my life. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
You know, culturally and just even proximity. Like, you know, there's culturally, you know, it's definitely like really, it's made its presence felt. But beyond that, like, I know more than a handful of people that have kind of, you know, really made the journey over there or go back and forth, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. To where it just feels as though it feels a lot closer than it used to feel. Like,
Feel like old Atlanta.
Absolutely. I didn't want to say that, but yes, I got my, you know, my man Kev. Kev go to Nigeria, like that shit is in, like it's Atlanta. Like, it's crazy. Like, he like, yeah, I'm about to go to Nigeria on Friday. Like, damn, really? Like, you ain't even, yeah, I'm about to go out here. I just came back, but I got to run back. Like, I got to run back to Nigeria. Right. Like, damn, nigga, word? But shit like that is amazing. And, you know, every place that you said, there's, you know, there's people that I've seen that are kind of, you know, making the move out there. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, really mixing it up out there. Like, you know, and it's just like, yeah, I would like to check that out sooner than later too. You know, just to see what it's about.
In talking to the Africans and shit, you know what I'm saying? A couple of people have, you know, the question comes up, you know, where's the best place in the world for black people to visit? And I, you know, I've never even pondered that question. And you know, what came up was Zanzibar. Which, you know what I'm saying, always sounded like a exotic locale for whatever reason.
You know what I'm saying? Zanzibar. That shit sound like a club. That shit sound like a clothing label.
A restaurant.
Yeah, a dope-ass record label. All of that Zanzibar.
The sights of sounds of Zanzibar. You know, it's like, shit, nigga, get me an outfit. Let's go. So, I mean, I did no research, so I don't know how true or how not true. I just went with it because, you know, every picture you see of Zanzibar, the waters are crystal blue. And, you know, people look like they're having a great time. So I just throw that out there just in case somebody that's, you know, listening is trying to find a place on the map to
put a pin in. Vision board. Yeah. Nah, Zanzibar. Definitely sounds fly as hell. So that's very sexy. Somebody sent me a video of a spot out in Africa. I'm trying to figure out what part of Africa this was. This was Lake Karam. Oh wait, maybe it's not in Africa. It's in Ethiopia. This place, Lake Karam, but it looks
that's
like
Africa.
Yeah. No, I know that, but I was looking in the caption. I saw something about the Arctic, and I was like, "Well, hold on, maybe this isn't." But this place called Lake Karam, but basically it's a lake, but it looks like a desert. It was like, yo, we were driving on top of a body of water. We didn't even realize it. Like, and it's just like this little video where it looks like a hole in the desert and it's just water underneath, which is crazy that you're driving on top of a body of water. That's just like a setup.
Is it shallow or is it like
it's
just
basically
floating?
It's basically like it looks like a desert. It looks like a desert. I sent it to you. It looks like a desert with like, imagine a desert, but then it was like a crack in the sand or whatever. You realize, okay, this is like, and when you crack the sand, there's water underneath. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, I guess, some type of little sedimentary crust or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, we could kind of walk around, and then there's little parts of it that are, like, just opened up. So, it's kind of like, it's like a swimming pool or, like, a swimming oasis in the middle of the desert. Kind of like, remember back in the days, you used to watch the cartoons? And there would be the little mirages where the cat be walking through the desert, and it'd be like an oasis, and they run over to the oasis, and they're like, they look like they swimming, and then they come back to life, and they just throwing a bunch of sand all over the place. It looks like that type of shit. Yeah.
And where is this?
This is called Lake Karam in Ethiopia. Yeah.
Lake what? How you spell it?
K-A-R-U-M. K-A-R-U-N. Saltwater lakes. The density of an individual person is less than the density of the fluid, and hence we float. This is Lake Karam. And, you know what I mean? Yeah, I sent it to you via the IGs.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to be, you know, blasphemous, but I was wondering if that's how Jesus walked on the water, but
I mean, look, man.
I ain't listen.
Who knows?
Again, I don't want to be blasphemous.
Yeah,
I'm just wondering.
Nah,
that's
the
first thing I thought of. You know?
He'll let you know when he's back. But
no doubt. Like, motherfucker, he questioned my abilities, nigga.
You asking way too many questions, fam. I done turned the water into wine, nigga. Take a sip. What's wrong with you, man? You know what I'm saying? What's wrong with you? This nigga asking way too much. Who is this? Who is your mans?
Right. What's good, my man?
Right.
You good? You good?
Oh, shit, man.
My nigga.
Right. That'd be crazy. Yo, Jesus just called me nigga. Jesus was like,
my
nigga.
Be cussing at me.
Man, did Jesus curse you out? Oh, man. Jesus came back just to curse you out. You can't help but be flattered, but still it is like, wow, me? This is disrespectful.
Damn.
Don't get Jesus angry. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man, let's relax.
Everybody be like, this nigga here. This man came all the way back to save us all. Now he got to deal with this motherfucker.
Yeah, got Jesus tight.
Really?
Oh, come on, bro.
Make you feel like you that important, but Jesus got to come talk to your ass.
Pulled you to the side. Better. Pulled you to the side, man. Oh, shit. What's good otherwise? What else is going on?
Oh, shit, man. Oh, shit, man. Just preparing, man. You know, this is going to be a hell of a month. You know what I'm saying? You got ABFF coming up, so I'm excited about that.
In Miami?
Tribeca is out there. Yeah, in Miami.
You going down, you know, there? Y'all Tribeca.
Yeah, I'll be down there for that. And then
Tribeca.
Tribeca, you know, Lord Checkaway got a film premiering in Tribeca. All
right. Shout out to Lauren.
With Lawrence Fishburne. Yeah, so that's dope. You know what I'm saying? She making her run again. So shout out to the homie on that. You know, then, you know, it's Essence Fest coming right up. Got a bunch of graduations and proms. Not a bunch, but a couple. Mm-hmm. You know? So my son going to the prom, which he said he wasn't going to the prom, but now he got him. He said he got invited. Mm. So I don't, you know, he pretty, you know what I'm saying? He pretty keep his shit close to the vest, so you never can tell how he getting down.
Interesting.
You know, so for the longest, this particular girl has been just, you know, that's just my friend, partner, hanging out. Hilarious. So now they going to the prom. Okay.
Mm. Interesting. That's nice.
So he just sent over his suits. Which is his whole style is eclectic. Mm-hmm. So
he got it made, or he went and got it somewhere?
Nah, it's like some rack. It's some off the rack, but you know what I'm saying? Some funny cut suits, you know what I'm saying? I can't even be mad, right. You know what I'm saying? Because he's staying true to a style. You would think, you know, right. A lot of times cat just go get a tux and keep it moving. Right. He keeping it true to his own style, that's so he got like a funny style tux cut.
That's what's up.
Funny cut. Tux.
That's cool.
So, you know, all this, you know, life stuff that's about to happen. So that's exciting. You know what I'm saying? A lot of matriculation.
Right.
Moving to new spaces.
What year is your daughter in?
She's in eighth grade, going to the ninth grade.
So going to high school.
Yeah, going to eighth grade prom, graduating from middle school is, you know, how they label it nowadays.
Right.
You know, when I was growing up, you just moved on to the next year. You passed the fail.
Just had a summer. Yeah. Had a school dance.
You passed the fail.
Yeah.
You might have got a school dance if you was like.
Yeah, I guess I heard of the junior prom. I think there was a junior prom back in the day. I don't remember. I didn't go to no prom.
But that was like in high school.
Was that junior and senior year?
Yeah, junior prom and then senior prom.
Okay, I thought junior prom was like for middle school cats. I don't remember. I didn't hit none of the proms.
I know we had a middle school dance, but that was like, you know, that was just like, you know, in your regular shit, they was playing, this how old I am, they was playing Roxanne and shit like that. Roxanne.
That shit was rocking.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That was some viral before viral. Oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? They play all the versions and shit. Back to
that's
back.
That's funny as shit, man. Oh, man, that's hilarious.
Shit.
That's cool, though.
So that's what I'm on right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
That's dope.
You know, so other than that, I did catch most of those Atlantas in the middle of the last one.
You almost caught up. So, where you at?
I mean, we might as well talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
I'm all the way. I'm in the last episode.
Where we left off at?
Yeah.
New Jazz?
We left off, we was before New Jazz. It was maybe two before that, for the last time we talked about it.
Okay, there was New Jazz, then it was the one with my man. We left off
on the Trini one.
Trini, and then New Jazz was next, right?
Yeah, but we hadn't talked about.
We talked about Trini to the bone.
We talked about Trini. We ain't talk about New Jazz.
We ain't talk about New Jazz. We ain't talk about the one with Kevin Samuels, and we ain't talk about French. I'm, you know, Frenchie. Yeah. Okay, so, right. What did you think of New Jazz?
New Jazz was a interesting ride because, you know, he took the drugs, and then when he first encountered Lorraine, I was like, wait a minute. She kind of looks like a man.
I thought so, too, for a high second. I didn't know if she was trans. She's a woman, though. I mean, you know, I don't want to get into the whole politics of that whole thing.
Nah, but I think she's trans.
I don't know. Let me find out for sure. I think that actress is a...
You know, I had to go to the Google.
Okay. So you would know better than me. I don't think I went to the Google.
But you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. I think her name is Ava Gray.
Okay.
Play Lorraine, I think, is a trans. Has a black trans woman ever won an Emmy? If not, then Ava Gray needs to be the first. Lorraine was amazing.
What is that, from Twitter?
Yeah, that's a Twitter.
Okay, that sounds like a Twitter.
Let's see if Ava. I don't even know if that's official. This is, you know what I'm saying?
Twitter good for nominating motherfuckers. Trans
star Ava Gray on her journey. Yeah, like, she's trans. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. Got it. I ain't seen it, but okay. Fair enough. But yeah, I thought she was.
No, she. Well, she
yeah, I thought
did,
she was good in that it. Shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, she killed it because it was like, and it's funny because I'm curious. Like, when I particularly her role, I'm always wondering like what the casting breakdown is. Like, how do they describe the character? Because that character is so. Like, relatable and recognizable in the way that she talked and, like, the speech patterns and, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this way that you, like, there's this whole archetype of person, women and men, but there's, you know, there's this person that is, presents themselves to be over it all, but they're still in the mix. But that's their, you know what I'm saying? That's their point of view.
So it's jaded, like, but they still there,
you know,
every day.
You know, you're just a rapper. Yeah, they still there. They still invested. They still, if they niggas was taking attendance, they still here. You know what I'm saying? Every day, but they see past it, allegedly. You know what I'm saying? That becomes who they are as a person. And... Right. She killed that shit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you a rapper? You know what I'm saying? Da 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 da. Or look at you with your hat on. You know what I mean?
So,
but
go ahead,
keep going.
I thought it was a great casting because I think it's supposed to make you feel a certain kind of like, who's this strange person? Like, what's she going to do to him? You know, he always get caught up in some bullshit. Right. Nigga already high. Like, where's she taking him to? Like, what's going to happen to him? You're genuinely concerned for his well-being. You know what I'm saying? And because she was so jaded and all, you know, just the way that she moved, it seemed like one of them slick people that'd get you caught up in something. You know what I'm saying? Or not. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Yeah. Either put you on to some shit or get you right in the dead
and
in the middle
when,
of some
when
drama.
When she putting you on, you still leery like, man, you know, I don't know. Like, you know. And then, you know, it might turn out to be all good, but the whole while you're like, shit, I'm in Amsterdam. Right. I don't know these people, man. They tripping. So I thought that was a great casting to present that type of vibe. You know, so with that storyline, you know, the quicker she came and the quicker she disappeared, you know what I'm saying? So it feels like she was, you know, some representative of something. And, it, you know what I'm saying, maybe that was the storyline, but she represents something else, especially being that, you know, his mom's name is Lorraine. He kept saying he ain't feel high, but he probably was super high, you know what I'm saying? And all the way on the other side, you know, really facing some of these things that he may have been thinking, you know. So, and then, you know, and then when they first walk up to go get the drug, and you see the person laying in that doorway with the goofy hat on, You know what I'm saying? He ended up in that same position. So maybe he never ever did any of those things and just did that all sitting in a doorway.
Right. Some people saying that was him from the beginning. I haven't watched it back. Yeah, I haven't watched it back to see, but yeah, it's interesting. It reminded me, that episode reminded me of the Woods episode.
Yeah.
Remember the Woods episode? You know what I mean? Just basically him kind of lost in the middle of, now he's in the middle of Amsterdam, but like him trying to reckon with, you know, the stage of his career. You know what I'm saying? Like his impact on, or at least how he's received by people. You know what I mean? Like, and trying to navigate through that, and then having kind of a Sherpa of sorts. At that point, I forget the woman's name. I think it's CC or something like that. It might have been an ex-girl. But, like, his homegirl, who was famous on her own thing. I think she might have been a reality star or whatever. But she was kind of saying, like, nigga, this is how you got to move. You're going to have to level up. You can't just, you know what I mean? You can't stay stagnant. And then I remember that moment. I forget. But in the woods, the dude was like, yo, you know, you stay still, right, that shit is going to kill you. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta move forward. And then now we in Amsterdam. Obviously, he's in a foreign land or a foreign, you know, city or whatever. And he's got this woman kind of walking him through it. You know what I'm saying? Like, kind of, you know, he gotta on a certain level trust her. And I want to say in the woods, there was also an allusion to his mother, too, because I think the whole reason he was kind of feeling bad was I think it was his mother's birthday. You know what I mean? So there was, you know, but yeah. I enjoyed this. And then, you know, they had the cameo of Liam Neeson, which they kind of foreshadowed earlier. You know what I'm saying? White Liam Neeson in the in the episode with Wiley. So you had Liam Neeson in the club Cancel, you know what I'm saying? So like this, he was in the Cancel club and they like, yo, how'd you get in here? And then she get him up out of there. It was wild. It was an interesting episode.
I didn't even think about all that.
Yeah.
That the club Cancel and all, you know what I'm saying? I'm you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, Liam Neeson had been canceled.
Yeah, I remember that. He was on. I just didn't, you know what I'm saying, attribute it to that whole club, you know.
Right. Yeah. So it was kind of interesting. That was cool. It's funny. I've been to Amsterdam, and I've had a space cake. I don't know if there's a such thing as the Nepalese space cake. I had a space cake that was just really just a
space
brownie.
Cake? Is what they call it?
That's what they call them, space cakes. They're like real cakey ass brownies, like a thick ass brownie. You know, like if you buy a brownie by the box, on the back it'll tell you, like, if you want to make it cakey or you want to make it fudgy, it's two different ways. You know what I'm saying? But like, I remember that was my first. This had to be like maybe 02, 03, maybe I don't know, later than 05 or something like that. But back in the day, and this was like my first time ever fucking with an edible. And I remember them saying, yo, like, take it easy.
Is this reefer?
You know what I'm saying?
Or something else?
And, it was reefer. It was reefer from what I understand. Like, this shit that they had was different. This shit that they had was like, that shit looked more like a wafer. You know what I'm saying? Like, you tapped it on the middle and it dissolved in the thing. The space cake that I know in Amsterdam was like a thick-ass brownie. And you just, you know, like any other edible, they tell you, yo, just take it easy. So I took it a little easy, but that shit was strong as fuck. And I remember it was, I don't know if it was off the space cake. I remember getting so high. It was me and my man Kev. We went out there. This is how high niggas was. I think I talked about this before. They got the Van Gogh Museum out there in Amsterdam. And I don't know how much it cost to get in the museum. It was museum price, maybe $15, $20, some shit like that. We were so high, we were like, yo, we were so, you ever be so high, you think everybody else is high with you? Because Amsterdam is where niggas get high, so you figure, like, everybody high. You know what I'm saying? But there's people that just live there. So I don't know where I came with this idea. I was like, yo, I was looking at how much it cost to get in Van Gogh Museum. I wanted to go. I was like, oh, that shit a little pricey. So we went to the exit. And I said, yo, let's just walk into the exit backwards so it looked like we leaving, but we walking in. And nigga, that shit worked. We walked backwards into the fucking Van Gogh Museum and was in that bitch. That shit was the dumbest, highest, fucking most genius idea of all time. That shit worked like a charm, though. He's in that motherfucker. And it was just like... We really felt like we was getting over on the whole city. Like, yo, these niggas is slow. And yeah, man, fucking shout out to Amsterdam. It was an amazing. It's a hell of a one of my favorite places in the world, to be totally honest with you. I've only been there twice, but like one of my favorite. It's one of them places where you go there and you really feel like you somewhere different in the world. You know what I mean? Like the first time I ever went like to Europe, I went to London and Amsterdam. Like a more expensive Manhattan. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like it had its things that were different, but you know, it had a McDonald's, Virgin Mega Store. Obviously Virgin is from out there, but you know, like shit that you seen a lot. When I went to Amsterdam, it just felt like, oh wow, you in a whole different vibe. And it felt like, which is probably crazy, but it was my own experience. I felt like I seen more black people in Amsterdam than I did in London. Outside of when I went to Brixton. When I went to Brixton, I felt like I was in Flatbush. That shit was black as fuck. You know what I mean? But everywhere else was just like, it just felt like a overcast Manhattan. You know what I mean? With like the food wasn't as crazy as it could have been. But I do want to go back now that I think I talked about that shit on the pod after watching like, I May Destroy You and a couple other shows. I'm like, I got the desire to check London out again because I think I didn't really all the way explore it. But yeah, so yeah, new jazz. I enjoyed that shit. That shit a lot. So then we get into the next one. I forget the name of that joint.
Rich Rigger. What's the joint? Poe Wigger.
Broke Wigger, right?
Yeah.
What you think of that?
I was throwed off in the beginning.
Yeah, it threw me too.
He got in the truck with his pops. I was like, oh shit. This nigga daddy is black, mm-hmm, quintessential black fathers. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. Black.
Every toxic
nigga,
trait.
I ain't taking out no loans.
A present father.
Right, right.
From another generation. Nigga, I got you till you're 18. You got to go. You're on your own, player.
Got it.
Shit, don't ask me. I ain't filling out no passport. None of that.
Not at all.
So he, that's what he should have brought to the black judgment.
Yeah, right. Pops is a fucking character. Yeah, man,
he could have just said all his daddy lines out, you know what I'm saying, strung back to back. They would have knew he was black. I know he got him because he done sat down and had to listen to it. So, yeah, that was tripped out because, you know, you have biracial kid who got more of the white traits and was able to blend and use his white looks as a privilege for most of his life. But when it came down to having to get, you know, to the nitty gritty and in his actual station in life, he actually had a black environment with a black father who didn't put no silver spoons in his mouth. So he had to, you know, face the, you know, man, financial aid crisis, you know, how I'm going to pay for college and all that type. When Black Santa Claus came to graduation and blessed, you know, everybody with college tuition paid for the blacks. Now you're in a situation because your white friends don't know you're black. And your black, you know what I'm saying? Your black friends don't know either. So nobody vouched for you, just a white man standing in the light. But what was tripped out was just the panel that did the judging. Mm-hmm. They were just smoking and drinking. Kevin Samuels leading, rest in peace, leading the way. For what it's worth.
Right.
For what it's worth. Yeah. My man did a really good job acting.
He did his thing. It was the timing was so fucking eerie. It was literally like a week after he had died, he was on Atlanta. It was just like, damn. Right. Yeah, but
the nigga acting was, you know what I'm saying? Because he wasn't necessarily playing himself. So.
Right.
That's crazy. George Wallace up there, you know what I'm saying? Being real extra black, ultra black.
Right. What mixes with Hennessy? Shit, like it was six things that
I don't even know how many black kids would be able to answer that at that age, you know what I'm saying?
Right, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's advanced level.
That's advanced thinking there. But, so, you know, I thought that was an interesting dynamic that they put that character in to have to try to figure out. What you think?
Yeah. I thought it was cool. I enjoyed that one. I would have to rewatch that one, but
his girlfriend broke up. His girlfriend broke up with him. You know what I'm saying? After he caught it in the comments with the brother that was going to ASU, ASC or whatever.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, setting it up. He hot. Yeah. And she like, well, you ain't going nowhere.
That shit hurt. Because that's just life. That's how life is, especially at that point in life. You know what I'm saying? It's either you going or you're not. And it also shows, like, you know, teenage love, you know, is kind of like some of the most... it's the most new, but one of the most intense loves. Like, I don't know about how you was as a teenage, but teenage love feel like this is going to be it forever. Like, this shit. And it's not. 9 times out of 10, it's really not. And oftentimes, it often breaks apart at that high school graduation. Are you going to college? Are you getting a job? Are you, you know what I mean? What's your move type of shit? Because now... both of y'all are going to be exposed to, or both of y'all are going to experience something totally different. That is, even if it's local or if it's abroad or outside of where you are, it's going to be outside the confines of that high school. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be in the community. You're going to really start to engage with life. You know what I'm saying? And what that all brings about. And sometimes that shit, you know, you realize... not that you didn't realize, but the fact of the matter is y'all are still kids. You know what I'm saying? And y'all really haven't been introduced to much at all. So the little bit that you have, you know, engaged in, you feel like this is the world to you, and this is what love is. You know what I mean? And it's funny because depending on what type of older people you got around you, they might give you some game or they might give you some... you know, they might kind of shepherd you a certain way, or they might be like, you know, they might find the shit funny. Nigga, you don't even realize. You know what I'm saying? I remember my homie told me, and he was a high school cat like me. He wasn't even older than me. He was just somebody, we called them West Coast or L.A. He was from L.A. You know how that be when you're young and you're from somewhere else, they call you from where you're from. You know what I'm saying? I think they called them, L.A. or something like that. Or South Central, something like that. He was from L.A. And I just remember him saying to me, we was both in seniors in high school and shit, and he was like, I'm going to tell you right now, shit, nigga, a couple years from now, you only going to keep in touch with about a quarter of the people that you fuck with in this whole school. Trust me. But he said that shit like he was 20 years older than me, and he was dead ass right. I don't know where he got that information from, but he was dead ass right. Unfortunately, you know, you keep in touch with who you keep in touch with, but when you leave that world, it's a whole nother level of, you know, new people that come in, and you know what I'm saying, people to engage with and new relationships and shit like that. But in that moment when you're young, you thinking, man, there can't be no love stronger than this. And little do you know, shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sure that man, you know, he kind of felt the way, he felt the way. You know, not only that, the fact that he was probably really feeling her, or at least, you know, connected to her, but also, you know, what I guess ASU represented to everybody that was at his college. Like, that was, you know, ASU's a very premier party college, and that's like a destination school, and you know what I'm saying? You leave in Atlanta, and especially if you kind of playing towards the white side of things, that's like a white HBCU. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a hedonistic ass white spot. You know what I mean? Like, that's, they go hard. So, you know, everybody, that's where the party's at. You know what I'm saying? You find out you ain't get your invite, or you got your invite, but you can't, and you ain't get invited, but niggas told you you could pay at the door, but you ain't got no money. Shit. You asked that?
Yeah, man. You know, it be like that, man. And then, you know, college seems so daunting, and, you know, man, it's so far away and expensive. Right. You know what I'm saying? That, you know what I mean? If you don't get certain things, you do feel like, damn, I can't even make this happen. You know what I mean? But, you know, there's many ways around it. I think my son be falling in and out of that mode. Like, all right, am I really going to get to go to this school? Like, yeah, motherfucker, I done told your ass you're going. But, hey, you know what I'm saying? What about the tuition? Man, listen, fill out the forms, man. You know what I'm saying? Listen, man, you've been getting everywhere you need to go thus far, have you? Haven't you? Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? It's real important. I don't want to have to go to Plan B school when, you know what I'm saying?
Safety
school. And I'm right here for where I want to be. Like, listen, man, you going to go.
Right.
You know what I mean? You be wanting to be that far. Like, man, listen, I ain't got nothing on it. But, you know what I'm saying? You come too far. You evolved to a point where, okay, let's make sure this generation at least get you know what I'm saying, that one leg out the way without it being a burden. You know what I'm saying? And start life with a burden. Shit, as soon as you even wake up to the credit game, you already shout. Like, oh, nigga, you got that student loan hanging on your neck. What you talk about? You know, so.
Welcome to the real world.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Then you ain't got nobody, you know what I mean? By the time you learn that, you like already grown. Like, oh, shit, man, I wish I hadn't learned this shit a little sooner. I would have did things a little differently. You know? So.
Yeah. Nah, that's crazy. It must be interesting, too, to kind of, you know, because I've only experienced that as the kid going to college. So, yeah, as a father, to see, you know, your child going to college and like things changing, like, you know, it's like the aperture on the camera. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just, the whole world is way more that is revealed to you outside of the little shit that you saw, like that felt like the biggest thing in the world. You know what I mean? Like, you know, until you see some new shit, till you go over that hill, all you know is where you at. You know what I'm saying? And then when you witness some new shit, you're exposed to something new, it takes you, like, it's something. It's like, it's one of them things. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is one of those things where you like wow. Like, it's mind blowing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even like to say it like that to, you know, on some hyperbole shit, but I think that it is a huge difference when you just meeting people from all over the world, you seeing different types of walks of life, and you start to feel like, you know, it's like pseudo adulthood. You know what I'm saying? Like, you start to have to plan your schedule. It's not like day for day, you know what I mean? Like high school and all of that other shit. I always felt like, if we talking about college versus high school, I always felt like college was easier than high school to me, because high school was so tedious and so like you just, if you ain't do that shit the next day, you get a zero or whatever. Like, it was just day to day. So it was easy to kind of, whereas like college kind of made you really have to tap in and like really challenge yourself and, you know, like really like, become responsible, become somebody that led to realize time management, things of that nature. Like, they really, they give you enough rope to hang yourself. Mm-hmm. But also, there's so much reward. It's so different. And so you're like in a whole nother, you know, if you go away, you're like in a whole nother environment. And there's a part of you that's like, I ain't trying to. Like I told you, when I went to go visit colleges, I remember this one guy was like, yeah, you know, some people get sent home. You don't want to get sent home. And then I remember at orientation where they do the look to your left, look to your right. Mm-hmm. And I remember, shout out to January, she was like, niggas, you not taking this serious? I'm trying to graduate. And I was like, damn, you made me, like, it felt like a movie. I was like, you know what? Fuck that. I'm not going to be the nigga that's not going to graduate. You're not going, you know what I'm saying? You talking down on me like, I ain't no statistic. So it just made me have some. I felt like I had something to lose. Whereas high school, it's, you know, that shit. You don't got to, you know, like, I mean, you got, there's certain high schools you got to get tested into or whatever, whatever. But, like, high school's a little bit more democratic than the college shit.
Mm-hmm.
College shit is like, this, like, that's almost like going to the league intellectually on a certain level. You know what I'm saying? On a certain level, like, this could change your life. This is a different vibe. This is, they produce this type of shit. You know what I'm saying? All of that, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, so, yeah, it was interesting. And then, you know, after he did all the dumb shit, and then he's deemed black because he went to jail, you know what I'm saying, or had a run-in with the law, you know, he cut his fucking, you know, his bouffant down, and, you know what I'm saying, had a little low Caesar, had his little herringbone chain, I think, outside of his polo, you know what I'm saying, working at Best Buy.
Mm-hmm.
He was that nigga now, you know what I mean? And then now he really attracted to a white chick, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I ain't never felt this attracted to you in my life. You know, it's like, all right.
Yo. I didn't get that. What's I that? Didn't get that ending until you just said that shit.
Okay. I think that might have been one of them they were trying to put across. Oh, man, yeah.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
So there's that. Yeah, man. Oh, shit. You didn't finish all the way.
I didn't finish the Frenchie.
Ferrari?
Yeah, the Frenchie episode with old girl. Van, I hear. Out here.
Yeah.
On a whole, done changed the whole goddamn nationality on y'all ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she halfway know y'all niggas.
Where is the baby at?
Right.
Not that is, you know what I'm saying, just her responsibility, but goddamn, both of the parents is in Europe. And it look like she done made a life out of it.
Mm-hmm. Like she ain't even think about that kid. Yeah, man. I know you only halfway through. It definitely takes a few different turns and shit like that. It was a good payoff. I ain't gonna spoil nothing, but it was a good payoff because I've been seeing it, like, you know, throughout. I was like, yo, something's leading to this van. Something. There's gonna have to be some type of payoff, and I felt like it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this though.
Uh-huh.
Because this has been kind of discussion about Atlanta. I enjoyed the entire season.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm like how you were saying, you know, like Polo, you know how it fit, you know what I'm saying? You understand when you buy a large, this is how it's going to fit your body, whatever, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I look at Atlanta like I'm good. Like I just know that the storytelling, it might be weird, it might be referential, it might go left, but it's more often than not, 9 times out of 10, it's going to be fulfilling, it's going to be interesting at the very least, if not great.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So like wherever they want to go, if them niggas want to go off and do one of these little anthology episodes and we don't see none of the main characters, I'm still going to enjoy it, whether it's Trini to the Bone or, you know what I mean, whatever, Rich Wigger, Broke Wigger, I'm still going to enjoy the shit. But I did, you know, a lot of people were feeling like they wasn't feeling the departures and all of that shit. What did you feel about this season of Atlanta overall?
I fucks with Atlanta as is. They play it as advertised. They been doing this. You know what I'm saying? They been departing. Right. You know what I'm saying? I think the departure for them to be in Europe, but then they still throw it back to some Atlanta stories, even with people who are not a part of the main cast. I thought that was a very conscious thing to do, you know what I'm saying? Just to, and then, you know, they don't do stereotypical Atlanta, which is refreshing as well. You know what I'm saying? I know some people was like, yeah, even that ain't Atlanta, because people got one view of what Atlanta is. And I think with him being from Atlanta, he's giving you a perspective that you're not going to get from, you know, outsiders tapping in and, you know, just being in the strip club and being at the club. You know, they covered that. They covered that in the other seasons. You know what I'm saying? So for them, you know, as an artist, that's mature, that's growing up in the game, getting money, you know what I'm saying? To be in Europe, that's like something you don't see and you don't associate with rappers, even though they do it all the time, you know? So you might see they show or such and such performed and such, but how they actually got to get down in those different markets is a whole nother, you know what I'm saying, anthology in itself.
Right.
You know? You know, niggas who leave America and can't survive without chicken wings. You know what I'm saying? Like real shit that artists go through. You know what I mean? When they be on the road like that. So, you know, I fucks with what they got going. I think it's brilliant. I think it's new ways of thinking about content that's presented to black people. You know what I'm saying? Where it don't have to be just elementary 1+1=2 story. It could go all over the place. It could be calculus. And, you know what I'm saying, follow along, figure it out, you know. And I think black content is deserving of it. And I think more so, more now than ever before, is expecting to be entertained in different ways. And not just, you know, insulted by, you know, it got to be this kind of black and you got to talk like this and have on the gold-plated chain and you know, and a bad haircut, like Hollywood do you. Hollywood have a nigga with a bad haircut, boy.
Yeah, it should be. It'll definitely look like that was on a studio lot.
Right.
Not endemic.
Yeah, I'm on, you know, sew in dreads and shit. Be like, man, what's going on with the nigga head?
That shit look wild.
So
very foreign.
Right. So, you know, I think the black audience is maturing faster and younger. So you're getting content that's, you know what I'm saying, that's next level now, you know? And I applaud it, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate it. And, you know, it's things progress, man, and I love the way it's going, and I love how they're leading the way in that.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. There's only one more season left. Speaking of that, I was watching this Q&A with the producers and Zazie Beetz. So like Donald Glover, Zazie Beetz, and then like Donald's brother Stephen. Steven, and then Stephanie Robinson, Hero, Mariah, you know, the director, and they were talking about, you know, like the season 3 and season 4, and from what, they didn't give a whole lot away, but they were saying season 4, how they finish up is like kind of like they go right back to the loop, but they go, you know, and obviously it's not going to be just some, you know, whatever, but they like, it goes back to Atlanta. Like, it goes like a homecoming. So it goes back to Atlanta, back grounded in Atlanta, and it's like, you know what I'm saying, in a way that they feel like it's going to be dope. So I'm excited to it. I don't know how much longer we're going to have to wait because it's already shot and done. So, but, yeah, you know, as bad as it's going to be that it's going to be the last season, I can't wait because it's one of the best shows in a long fucking time. That shit is fucking great. So, yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. So that's that. That is what it is.
And that's what's up.
Anyway, I feel like it's time to transform and roll out.
Word up.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. We out.